counsel are excused. We have another matter, commission on motion matter. You may be excused. Next item on our calendar is the admission on motion of attorneys who are to be admitted to the Bar of Ohio on motion. Our procedure will be as follows. I'll ask the presenter to come to the podium one at a time, and if you'll briefly state to the court why you believe the applicant you're representing would make an excellent member of the Bar of Ohio. And then and we'd like the applicant to please stand in place where you are as you're being introduced so we can identify you. At the end of the presentations, I'll ask the applicants to come forward, and Justice Stratton will administer the oath of office. The first presenter is Charles James.
Okay, come forward, Your Honor.
Yes, to the podium, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chief Justice, members of this honorable court. It's a pleasure to appear here today to present for application the admission of the State of Ohio, Mr. Christopher A. Beck of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Known Mr. Beck for about 5 years now. He is already licensed to practice in the state of West Virginia and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He's been practicing altogether every 20 years or so. And we have literally worked together on hundreds of cases in Ohio, in which I've appeared on behalf of his firm in Ohio cases, and he's also been admitted pro vocatio on many occasions to argue matters in this state. He's a person of fine, outstanding character, and I found outstanding legal ability, and I think he would be an asset to the law of the state of Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Louis Benedict.
Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justices, I'd like to introduce Mark Ciccarelli. I've worked with Mark Ciccarelli in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He's from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, and is working at Kent State University at this point in time. I worked for him with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry. I met Mr. Ciccarelli and worked with him two and a half years ago when I returned from Ohio. That's my home state, Pennsylvania. I also worked for the Sixth District Court of Appeals. Before that, and I have known him. He is a fine, fine attorney. We've worked on many issues with the state of Pennsylvania, and now that he's in Ohio, I'm happy he's here working at Kent State University, and I would think he'd make an outstanding member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Bradley Kaplan.
Two of my partners, Jerry Gibson and Alan Kaplan. Mr. Gibson on your right is a graduate of Indiana University undergrad and University of Michigan graduate for his law degree. He's licensed to practice in Kentucky and Illinois. I've worked with Mr. Gibson for the last 4 years practicing law. Not only an extremely competent practitioner, but someone of high moral turpitude. Mr. Kaplan, who is no relation to me, is a partner of mine also. He is a graduate of with a bachelor's and a master's degree from Northwestern University, a law degree from DePaul University, licensed to practice in Illinois, and has also practiced with me in Chicago at our firm's office there. Equally a common practitioner and someone of high level service.
Thank you. Patrick Smith.
Good morning. I'm here to present Neil Kennedy. Neil's been a member of the Michigan Bar for 23 years. He was in Wayne State and also Detroit College of Law. His practice is primarily what I do is represent physicians in medical negligence cases. I've known Neil since this last year. We represent a common client, and he does an outstanding job in representing doctors. He's been in our state a number of times taking expert depositions at the university. I think he'd make a good member of the bar here in Ohio.
Thank you. David LaRue.
Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justices. I'm here to present Jeffrey McKiskey. Mr. McKiskey hails from Weirton, West Virginia, right across from Steubenville, where I have my practice. I've known Mr. McKiskey approximately 12 years, and he's been practicing about 15 years. He's admitted in California, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, and we've worked together on many cases, and I would think that he'd be a wonderful member of our bar.
Thank you. Mark Lozick.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm here to present Ann E. Turner for admission to the bar of the state of Ohio. I met Ms. Turner by way of introduction from a longtime partner in my firm who was known for since birth and knows her to be of outstanding moral character, which is also reflected in her record since she's been practicing law in the state of Illinois since 1989. And since 1991, I spent that in public service, much as Your Honor's, in the prosecution end of it in the state of Illinois. And after some personal tragedies, has returned home to continue to pursue the practice of law. And Your Honor, I think the represent the profession extremely well and makes an excellent addition to the bar of state law.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move the applicants be admitted on application.
Hearing no objection, the applicants will be admitted upon administration of the oath. So if the applicants will please come forward and you can come beyond the podium and face the bench, if you will, please.
Can we train somebody else to do that? Is that what you're... Make sure you... Oh, I was awake.
The oath will be administered by Justice Lumberg-Stratt.
I'm going to say swear or affirm, and you can pick the phrase that suits you best. I state your name. Hereby swear or affirm. That I will support the Constitution. And the laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the code of professional responsibility. In my capacity as an attorney and an officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect for judges and court staff, fine fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. Congratulations.
Congratulate you on behalf of the court and the Bar of Ohio. We have a very, very strong bar in Ohio. We hope it will be even better now that you've been admitted. Congratulations. Good luck.